Days after voters in Colorado and Washington approved the legalization of small amounts of recreational marijuana, Florida's Attorney General Pam Bondi got a petition asking her to decriminalize marijuana, known as cannabis, for medical use here. Bondi spokesman John Lucas says the Attorney General hasn't indicated what she'll decide.
Well, the Attorney General's office received the petition on Tuesday. We're still reviewing the document and have not yet responded to the petition.
Florida law gives Bondi 30 days to respond to the request filed by the Florida Cannabis Action Network. It's the same group that supported failed efforts in the past to put medical marijuana on the ballot. But Executive Director Jody James says the group's new tactic has never been tried before.
This is good public policy, and it's something that this is the right way to do it. By calling on the Attorney General to act, this is what the legislature has said they want to happen first, and as soon as she acts, then I feel confident the legislature will protect patients who are sick and dying in Florida.
The advocates are asking Bondi to change the cannabis classification to something below Schedule 1, the category reserved for the most dangerous drugs, including meth and heroin. James says the federal definition of Schedule 1 is something that has no medical purpose and a high potential for abuse, and that doesn't describe cannabis. Just ask Fort Lauderdale financial advisor Irvin Rosenfeld.
I've been using it in Florida, you know, for 27 years now.
He's one of just four people in the U.S. participating in an experimental federal program that started in the early 80s. He says the National Institute on Drug Addiction grows marijuana plants at the University of Mississippi.
The whole plant is shipped to Raleigh, North Carolina, where it's broken down, moisture's taken out, and it's put in cigarette form by a cigarette machine, and they put 300 cigarettes together in a tin can that you saw. That's how I receive it from the federal government every 25 days.
The federal program was dissolved in 1992, but Rosenfeld and other participants were allowed to continue. He qualified because of a rare bone tumor disorder. At nearly 60 years old, he says smoking marijuana is the only thing his doctor credits for his long remission. Doctors prescribe it for everything from glaucoma to terminal cancer. 18 other states and the District of Columbia have legalized its medicinal use. But the University of Florida's Drug Policy Institute director, Dr. Kevin Sabet, says legalization advocates are wrong.
They must be smoking something. The scientific consensus is undisputable.
Sabet is a former senior advisor in the Obama administration Drug Policy Office. He says there's no basis for Bondi to remove marijuana from the Schedule 1 list.
That definition simply means that the whole raw marijuana plant is not medical and it has a high potential for abuse. And that is a technical criteria that is true.
He says the component ingredients of cannabis do have medicinal value, but they're already available in pill form. And he says a cannabis mouth spray is going through approval testing by the FDA. But what is the harm in allowing doctors to prescribe and monitor smoked marijuana? Sabet says states like California show that opens the door to widespread use and abuse.
Do medical marijuana the right way, which would be non-smoked components delivered in a pharmacy, doctor's care, not a 25-year-old kid with no medical background telling you to buy Super Silver Haze for your cancer.
In Florida, people who are arrested for growing or possessing marijuana can use a medical necessity defense in court if their doctor is willing to testify on their behalf. But for longtime users like Cannabis Action Network President Catherine Jordan, who lives with Lou Gehrig's disease, that's not good enough. Speaking through an interpreter, she says her goal has always been not to be a criminal.
Florida has a medical necessity.
Florida has a medical necessity defense. But I had to be arrested to use it. This is a life and death situation for me, and I do have a right to life.
Attorney General Bondi could choose to change the classification for marijuana, leaving it up to the legislature to pass new regulations, or she could refuse the group's request. Finally, she could open up the issue to public input before making a decision. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.